Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michael Marsalek. Joining me in our Missoula studios today is Darko Budarets. Darko is the music director of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, been conductor now for a decade in Missoula. So nice to get a chance to talk with you again.
Great to be here.
Obviously, it's that time of year. All the symphonies around Montana and around are kicking off with another season. And we don't have a ton of time, and I'm excited to talk about your guest soloist and this wonderful concert weekend we have coming up this Saturday and, of course, a Sunday matinee as well. But maybe can we start and have you tease us with a few highlights of this coming year? It looks like a fabulous season.
So not including this concert, which we'll talk about in a minute, I think the greatest highlights we have is that we're performing Rite of Spring for our final concert in April. This is wonderful, revolutionary work. At the time it was written, 1913. 100 years later, it's still a piece which has to be heard live. And I believe it might be even the Montana premiere of the work, which is kind of shocking. And the reason is it's big, it's huge, it's many instruments, it's very difficult, it will be a real challenge, but we wanted to do it, and I'm really excited about that opportunity.
And you've paired that with Vivaldi's Four Seasons and a seasonal spring-like concert.
Exactly. I wanted to showcase kind of the, let's say, the beginning of where symphonic tradition begins, which is early 18th century, Vivaldi and Bach, the two composers from which we get the common symphonic tradition, and then, you know, culminating in a piece that kind of shattered all norms, and that was Rite of Spring.
And you're also doing the wonderful C minor Mass this year as part of the season, and bringing in some fabulous guest soloists too.
Yeah, we have wonderful guest soloists. We have several people who have sung with us over the last few years, joining us, and the Missoula Symphony Chorale really has a chance to work on a true masterpiece. The Mozart C minor Mass is maybe not as popular as the Requiem, but a very powerful work, and I'm very excited about performing that. And then, you know, in late November, we're welcoming back Lisa Smirnova, the pianist who awed Missoula audiences two seasons ago with her Beethoven's Fourth Piano Concerto. She's now really performing, let's say, her bread and butter. She's known as a Mozart specialist, and we're doing one of the Mozart piano concertos along with Schumann's Introduction and Allegro. So a wonderful, wonderful concert to experience, real highlight.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful season. If you'd like all the details, you can go to the website, missoulasymphony.org, or call 721-3194. The season kicks off this weekend with, of course, a Saturday evening performance and a Sunday matinee, a concert you've entitled Fast Machine.
Fast Machine comes from John Adams's Short Ride in a Fast Machine, one of the most important recent works of American music, written in 1986 when, you know, the world began to become digitized. And I think Mr. Adams was fascinated by this move towards machines. And so he wrote this piece, and the orchestra becomes like the inner part of a machine, which really works well if you write in a minimalist style, which is his bread and butter, so to speak. And so that's where the Fast Machine comes from. We welcome Jennifer Frauci on Prokofiev's First Violin Concerto. Prokofiev was a composer who was fascinated by motoric motions, and in this case uses the second movement to showcase the virtuosity of the soloist in such a piece. And then the complete contrast in the second half, which is two works inspired by the sea, Mendelssohn's Hebrides, Debussy's La Mer. So it's a contrast of machine, motion, rhythm versus fluidity and majesty of the giver of life, water.
I imagine as a conductor and as a music director that this must be one of the things that's really such a fun, creative part of your job. You think about the music you've been able to program over this decade with the Missoula Symphony and things that you'd like to do even in the future. I love that, and I love talking with the various music directors and how you craft a program. I find it very fascinating.
My philosophy is if you give me any two pieces of music, I can find a link between them. That's marketing. But I think what makes my favorite programs that I've come up with over the last decade have been ones where there are contrasts that kind of fit in together. And it's a very stark contrast this weekend. But I like the idea of doing John Adams and ending with La Mer. Two completely different ideas, but two fantastic pieces. And you're right, it's a very exciting time to be in programming mode. when the season comes around.
We're talking about the Missoula Symphony Orchestra. The opening weekend concerts are September 24th and 25th, this coming Saturday evening, and a Sunday matinee at the Denison Theater on the University of Montana campus in Missoula. MissoulaSymphony.org for tickets, information, and the full season schedule, or you can call this number as well, 721-3194. I've been speaking with Darko Buderetz, celebrating the 10th anniversary here in Missoula, music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.